Wishing you a beautiful Monday and welcome to your teaching today from It's Time For Me. So we're going into the last 3 days now of this month's topic, which is all about working with our life's moods and emotions so that we can keep progressing. And today is also a full moon. So if you've been feeling any extra sensitivities, whether that's stress or whether that's been real heightened energy in a good way, that is all part and parcel of this new moon. And the new moon, really, this one is coming at quite an interesting time in the world at the moment. We're dealing with the coronavirus, which is rapidly spreading itself around the world. But we're also looking at different things aside from that. I think that's taking up so much of the media coverage at the moment, and rightly so. However, we all do still have to get on with our lives and where we're moving to. And this new moon is looking at things that have been going on since 2017. So themes that were coming up for you, or stuff that was coming up for you then that you hoped to kind of sort out or resolve, might just find its way back into your life. It may have been coming up for you over the last week or so, and maybe continue this week. But it's also a chance for more refreshing energy to come in with, because with any new moon, we are releasing. So if you want to join me tonight at 9 o'clock, as you are members of It's Time For Me, you have free access to all the classes that I'm doing. You can let me know, and I'm going to be doing a live class where I'll be talking a little bit more about this energy. We'll be doing a beautiful guided meditation. I have your journals for you as well, which I'll send to you before the class, and I'll be picking an oracle card or a tarot card, whichever you'd want, for each of you who join the live class. So if you want details of that, just go to itstimeforme.ie/moon, or you can just text or email me if you want to book your place. But really, as we kind of enter these last few days of this month's topic, I've been leaving you doing a lot of work. So I haven't been sending as many audio teachings this month. And the reason for that is because a lot of these cycles and everything are things that you really have to do yourself. So for those of you who haven't yet done your soul journals, please, 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 please make this the next few days that you're going to do it. It is so important. You've probably been noticing that there's so many changes going on. I just sent out a newsletter now tonight. This is Sunday night when I'm recording this, all about this at the moment. And it really is just a time, and I keep saying this and probably sound like a broken record, where we have to elevate ourselves and stand into ourselves. And now more than ever, with the changes we're experiencing in the world, it's not really a choice anymore. It's a necessity that we do this. You know, we're looking at our health systems at the moment, which is about our immunity. How well do we eat? How well do we sleep? What's our work-life balance like? How well do we look after ourselves? Who do we spend time with? The basic foundations of what self-care is all about, but it's also the basic foundation of you. And then it's about stepping up and saying, well, I want to live the fullest experience of my life possible, and that's what I need to do. You cannot do that if you're not in tune with this, what is going on for you emotionally, hormonally, mentally. And that's what this month has been about. It's about really dipping in and looking at those cycles that you go through: stress, productivity, motivation, stagnancy, all of those different things. So really today, it's just a reminder that do the soul journal, get pen and paper. I know some of you say to me, I don't like writing things, I don't like journaling. It is so powerful. It won't even take you long, but I swear to God, it will make a difference, because all of the things you've got going around in your head, you can put on paper and read back and see what you're actually thinking about. We've so many thoughts, it's hard to catch them all, but when we put them on paper, we can see them there. The second part of the meditations that are there, at the start of every month, I send two new ones. You'll be getting two new ones this week as well for the new month on Thursday, but I'd highly be recommending that you're listening to those, and they're a way being able to just log in, hit the button and press play, to listen to those to keep you relaxed and keep you at ease. I will admit, I've been in a lot of fear over the last week or so about the coronavirus, because I have no spleen, I have a compromised immune system, and I would probably be in the category of one of those people that have an underlying condition. So for me, it's been fear, 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 fear. I've a lot of personal stuff going on at the moment as well, and just found myself completely and utterly burning out on Friday evening. Just hit a wall. It's been coming for months, I would say, but it really, really did. And I have been putting a lot of things in place, had high awareness around what I've needed to do with my self-care, and I have actually been working on that. So it's not like I haven't been, and yet I still burned out. So this will just show the impact of our thoughts. It shows the impact on what we're doing for others or for our life, and really not doing for ourselves, that even though I put a plan of self-care in place and was following it, it wasn't enough, and it has to be ramped up. So I spent the weekend, had a very busy day on Saturday, but spent today, which is Sunday, really trying to recoup energy, and I'm not fully there yet. I know it'll come back in the next few days, but what I'm trying to say is that I know for me personally, the fear around the coronavirus, the other things that have been going on, have just been pushing and pushing and pushing me to really look at what it is that I'm supposed to be doing. That's what I'm supposed to be doing for myself and what I'm supposed to be doing in terms of serving the world and a bigger purpose. It's the exact same for all of you. We're no different. We might work in different things. We might have different life circumstances. But fundamentally, for everybody at the moment, you are to be looking at your self-care. That's one thing that has to be looked at and has to be put in place. And the second thing is you've been looking to elevate yourself. These are your two key things from here on in. It's not just for this month. It's not for next month. It's here on in. So I'm going to finish off this audio. You'll have an audio again on Tuesday and on Wednesday, but today is a reminder. If you have not done your soul journal, please do it. If you've not listened to the meditations, please do it. If you've only listened to them once, listen to them again. And really make time now before we move on to the next topic of looking at this part. If you can understand your life cycles, your moods, your emotions, your hormones, it will make a bigger difference to how you can progress forward with everything else that we're talking about. Now, as we move on to Thursday, which is our new topic, we're going to really elevate, and it is all going to be about achieving. So we're moving more out of the energy of what 2020 is bringing, because it's been pretty epic, let's say, in more ways than one, looking at our life cycles. And now it's like, right, let's get going. I'm talking to you about elevating. So this month is literally about elevating your life. And I'm really excited to get that started with you. So have a great day. If you've any questions on anything that I talk about or anything you'd like me to cover, always get in touch with me. And if, again, you'd like to join the class tonight for free, you can let me know about that. And it'll be a really beautiful class as well as we celebrate the full moon and release probably some much needed energy out of our lives and our bodies. So have a great day, and talk to you tomorrow.